Welcome to today's Wrenchcott Village Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Josh Kalman, Wes Chaplin, and Leah Garland with Bethany Christian Services join us on today's program to preview tomorrow's Tour de Torin.
Well, Josh, we've talked to you and the group here, Wes and Leah, for the past couple of years now about the Afraid Bike Ride, which was a ride across Iowa for Bethany Christian Services. This year, there's going to be a bit of a twist. You're not going to be riding outside of Pella at all, but probably putting on more miles. Why the change from the Afraid Ride to what has now been christened the Tour de Torin?
So a bunch of different reasons, really. The Tour de Torin, a 24-hour cycling event, kind of makes it's a progression. It's just the next crazy thing that we can do to also do some good, still doing something we love. You know, the Afraid Ride was a one-day event that took a lot of training over the winter and in the spring. So while that hasn't changed for any of us, the spring hasn't been quite as conducive to outdoor cycling, which is kind of a critical piece for completing the Afraid Ride. And then also just kind of life changes with some of the guys in the group, and myself included, having kids and spring sports, and the commitment that takes for the riders to participate in the Afraid Ride is, it's kind of even hard to explain how much time that takes. And so that's always been something we've talked about. And then lastly, I've always told Leah that this Afraid Ride idea was something that, knowing our group, knowing Wes, there's always going to be something that's next. And so I knew that while the Afraid Ride had kind of been a good event and gained some popularity, it may well come back. I knew that there was always going to be something next. We got to see if we can do something else.
And that something else, Wes, is, as we mentioned already, the Tour de Torin, where a group of bike riders will be trying to ride consecutively throughout a 24-hour period of time coming up this upcoming weekend. Why this idea, and really what kind of changed here from the ride across Iowa, as he mentioned, to riding right on the Tulip Torin?
Well, it creates a greater visibility for Bethany Christian Services by doing this on the Tulip Torin. We're not leaving the town of Pella, so we can have more of a local presence in the course of the ride. And it probably will offend less automobiles this way, too, we're hoping, because we won't be out on the roads. So the Pella Triathlon Club guys are going to be trying to ride as many miles as we can over a 24-hour period of time, starting at 5 p.m. Friday, May 20th, on the Tulip Torin here in town. And we'll be riding our bikes on trainers, which means we'll just kind of be spinning in place. So we're hopeful that it'll give people a chance to come on out and stop and chat about Bethany Christian Services and the good that they do and make some pledges for how many miles we can ride.
And what's this test of endurance now? How is this different than riding across the state on, as you mentioned, hills and roads? But you're trying to get more miles done here in a shorter amount of time.
It actually becomes over 24 hours, figuring we can average, typically on a trainer, about 20 miles per hour. If you could ride for 24 straight hours, you're going to cover more miles than riding across the state of Iowa. Riding on the road has its own unique challenges, but riding on a trainer creates additional issues just with the mental endurance involved. There's the physical aspect of being able to turn the pedals. You don't have hills, but that means you don't coast and you don't have downhills, so that's you don't have tailwinds. But what you do have on the trainer is just an opportunity to kind of continually engage with the people around you and stay motivated to ride by being able to talk to the guys around you. Watch some superhero movies, listen to some music, eat a lot of food. Probably burn around 12,000 calories per rider during the 24 hours of the event. So if you're going to burn 12,000, you better take 13,000 in to keep going. So you probably eat a lot of Casey's breakfast pizza, I'm guessing.
And Leah, we've talked to you as well over the years about Bethany Christian Services. Where does this money go? Because folks can help contribute by pledging and things like that, it looks like.
Right, yes. So this entire event will be going to our Stronger Beginnings program. And that is really what we do to help sustain life. Sometimes it's from the very time of conception that we are really meeting with those clients, and sometimes it's later on in the pregnancy. But we are meeting with those clients, trying to de-stress them during the pregnancy for a better outcome for that child. We're also engaging the father and encouraging him to be involved in the child's life and during the pregnancy already and possibly during the birth and delivery and that kind of thing, but really all just for that better outcome for the child. And that might be expectant parents that end up making a parenting plan, and we help try to ease them into that as best as possible. And it might be somebody who's considering adoption during the pregnancy, and we really just want that better outcome for that child and also for all the parties involved.
Josh, you've been rather active with Bethany Christian over the years. It's a story you've told before, but certainly share with our listeners how you've been impacted by Bethany Christian.
Yeah, so as a birth father myself, and you know that was the original kind of discussion with Wes on the Afraid Ride. And so now as a as a board member of Bethany. It's something, like I've said, you know, the guys have gotten behind it, and we love what Bethany is doing, the way that they support kids and families, and not just in adoption. You know, they're doing a lot of good work, and so that's what I love. I get to see the money at work because I'm on the board, but yeah, as a birth father, I mean, it tugs my heartstrings. It makes ideas like this pop in all of our heads, and unfortunately, this one popped in Wes's, and so now we get to go do it.
That concludes today's Wrenchcott Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living.